Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Paul, are you there?
What up? What up? What up?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
What's up?
How you doing? Well, hold on. We gotta let the music go.
Now you
gotta let the music go.
Why the music coming up? Oh, God. Right, like
you know,
we.
No, you know what happened? I was calling in to get on, and it said I had 2 minutes left, and of course I don't remember. I don't have it memorized like the host pin. So if I try to go back in my phone to look for the host pin, I won't be able to type it in. So I was expecting it to pop up on the screen, but it didn't pop up on the screen. So next thing you know, when I got it.
The 2 minutes, I was like, wow, that was a fast 2 minutes. Because next thing you know, it was like, oh, show is live. I said, wait, how that happened so quick? Anyway, what up, everybody?
Hello.
It is I, Brother B, with the fabulous, fabulous Big Red. And
you forgot one more fabulous.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fabulous, fabulous, Fabo. You list.
Fabo.
Big Red. And welcome
yes.
to another edition of The Menu, which now is going to be on Sunday night, Sunday evenings. Thanks to Big Red. Thanks to Big Red.
Well,
it's our fault.
My
fault. Okay. Nah, I'm just.
Listen,
just,
call 311 and put in a complaint.
Yeah, matter of fact, I'm going to call in while you there. And you're like, hello? I'm looking for Big Red.
Yeah,
Big Red.
yeah. Among the other crazy things that people call about, you might as well.
Yeah, where's Big Red at? Is she cooking tonight?
Oh, my. Is she cooking tonight?
What's she making for dinner?
Oh, God.
What's next week?
That
was
so funny. I'm sorry.
So, what up? What's going on, Red?
Just trying to, you know, keep my sanity with these people calling with just the most craziest things under the sun.
Well, you know how that goes.
Yeah, the public, it's just that it's sad that it's like the public is crazy enough when you looking at them face to face, but over the phone they're even crazy, and it's just like. You know, I think it needs to be, I don't mean to go off subject or go into it too much, but I think that, no, I'm serious. I really think that 911 and 311 need to have a disclaimer for how people call those services.
Well, look at it like this. You do have people that you have the hypochondriacs, the paranoid people who just call for anything. Like, oh, my gosh, I heard
right.
tapping at my window. Like, okay, is your window, do you think somebody's there? No, but my window's next to a tree, and the wind is blowing. So how do you know if somebody's tapping your window? No,
right,
I heard
exactly.
somebody's tree. So, you know, you have people who, you know, they're
a
little paranoid. And
on top of that, I think that some of these people just don't have any, like, they don't have a life, and because of the way that this world is going now with social media and people just becoming, you could say, hermits because they don't want to go outside because they're seeing all that craziness all over the internet, I think they're becoming more paranoid now. Like, this, it's just, like, gotten worse with it.
Well, listen, I mean, I'm not one for being a hermit. I don't condone being a hermit, but... Yo, listen, I can understand because there's some crazy going on out there.
No.
Like, okay, Facebook and
I get it.
And
I get it.
But there was a group of teens, a group of little bastards. I don't know if they was teens,
teenage grown men. I don't know what the hell they were, but there was a group of bastards that were that beat up this dude.
Mm.
And somebody was videotaping it, and they put it on Facebook. Now, my
right.
thing is this. Once again, I ain't staying off topic, but it's going off what's going on into what's saying. And it's like, when you see stuff like that on social media and on the news or whatever, I mean, it makes you not want to go out anywhere because, I mean, it's scary out there. Like, people are just
right.
really bugging. They're really bugging out and for no real rhyme or reason. And
right.
what
I
makes
it
scary is to yeah, but to somebody else, we can look at it one way. Because, you know, we may have grown up in certain areas or have certain experiences or dealt with certain things. But
right.
when you look at the video, and I can't get over it. Like, homeboy has on the tightest pants with a white belt and his ass out and a pink sweater. And you up there. And then he's walked across the street. And after he punched the dude, he's, like, eating something. So I'm like, wait a minute. You think you tough, dude? With your tight ass pants and your red drawers, your ass hanging out. I mean, the pants is tighter than like a Catwoman suit. Listen, if you think it's sweet to the chicks, wait till the dudes up north get a look at that. Oh, I
yeah,
like
get a
ass.
Piece of you.
What? Like, yo, you stupid. And you deserve
they
jump in your ass, you deserve everything you get for doing that shit.
Right.
Because there was no justification. Listen, I don't care if the dude says something crazy to me. There's no justification for like three dudes hit him and then you want to trot across the street and eat. It's like it ain't nothing.
This is the environment. This is the type of thing. Like I said, things that we know are not normal, people think are normal these days. This is normal for them. This is not something like it's not no morals, no values. So if they didn't grow up with that, they don't know. They don't have a conscience. They don't care.
And this is why you have people that don't want to go. They'd rather be on the phone and the internet all day. It's sad. And it's like sometimes you just can't take chances because this is when you think. Like, I think there was a video in Texas that somebody posted where some dude ran up on this old lady at an ATM machine. And it's like, really?
I'm worried about
that. Like, come on, man. Like, you know, you see stuff like that. Like I said, it just makes you look at the world totally different. It's like some people who want to live, who have a fear of something happening to them. No, they don't want to go outside and deal with that. They don't want to, they don't want to see stuff like that.
I get it, but you can't, you can't sit there and just sit in your house and sulk because all you're going to do is make yourself sick or make yourself crazy, and then you're going to call either, certain places. You're going to call certain places, and you're like, okay, for example, this lady that called this week, she's asking me, what is the city doing about the marijuana smell? And I'm like, man, what marijuana smell? Oh, and she gave me a particular place in Brooklyn, a particular area. Not an area, but like she gave me two cross streets. Oh, I smell marijuana. I said, okay, ma'am, okay. I said, do you know where it's coming from? Do you see who's smoking? No, I don't see who's smoking it. I just smell it. It's all around. What is the city doing about that? It smell everywhere you walk. It's everywhere. My thing is this, why in the F are you walking around looking for a marijuana smell? Like, it don't have to be, my thing is, it doesn't have to be marijuana. That could have been any type of smoke that you were smelling. It didn't have to be, and my thing is this, and this is an older woman, how do you know what marijuana smells like that?
She probably know what it is because she was smoking it, but she had that good stuff, so she forgot that she was even smoking.
that's what I'm talking about. Like the things that people just like, you don't have nothing else to do with your time but to walk around, and because you're smelling marijuana smoke, you call a service, a place that's 311 or 911 or whatever, because you smell marijuana. What do you expect the city to do?
Well, you know what? I guess there's security in that, because knowing that they can call someone makes them feel and complain.
I guess that's what
safe.
It is.
It, you know what I'm saying? It's a security thing. It makes them feel like...
I guess that's what it is. I guess that's what it is.
You know, it's like when your cat rub up on your leg, you're like, oh, I love you. You know, that's all it is.
A sense of security. I guess that's what it is. Now that you put it like that, maybe I'll start thinking like that. But, you know, then again, yeah.
It's all good. But, Joe... Once again, what up, everybody? Another episode of The Menu. Big Red, Brother B. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And tonight's topic is about sex toys. Are they replacing people? Would you care to start?
Okay.
Or you want me to start?
I'll start. All right. With that, okay. You say, are they replacing people? I'm gonna say yes and no. I'll say yes, yes, because I think people are just Yeah, it's hard to trying to word it. Like, I think that people are just getting tired of each other. Let me just say, I guess that's what it is. They want that human contact, but then they don't want the human contact. They don't want what happens afterwards. It's like it's a feeling. We all know that sex is a feeling. Something is something that you want, something that you
Breaking up.
Hello? You hear me now?
Breaking up. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. We know that sex is a feeling, is something that you have to do, is something that's as us as humans, it's human nature. This is what you're going to do. Because as humans, this is what we do. This is how we create children. This is how we got here and everybody else on this earth got here. But I think people are just getting tired of what you have to deal with afterwards or what you got to deal with before the act. So it's just like, I just want the sexual act. I don't want to deal with the bull crap. I don't want to deal with, okay, you know, in the morning you got to go home to your significant other. I don't want to have to deal with, oh, is he going to call me the next day? Is she going to call me the next day? So you know what? I just want this feeling to last for, you know, it's just going to last for a minute or half an hour. I'm horny right now, so you know what? I want something to, you know, help me release. I don't necessarily want a person. I just want a release.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why I say it's like kind of like a yes and no, because I think it's just that people just want that instant gratification, but they don't want to have to go through backflips in order to get it. You understand?
True. Okay. I get that. But, all right. In sex, in some cases, okay, you know, some people just want to get a nut. But some people just want to get theirs off. And they don't want the pillow talk or, could you make me a sandwich? I mean, I get it. But I think that, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're taking a lot away from the act when you just have that type of mentality of where you just want to get yours off. Excuse me, you just want to get yours off, excuse me, and you don't, and it's like you don't, I guess, want any type of extras that go along with it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not what you know, the whole act of sex is about. It's the whole physical intimacy. Excuse me. That's not what it's about. And the reason why I picked this topic, because I was watching something, and it was about somebody created like a doll that would give a man, you know,
oral pleasure.
Yeah, oral pleasure. Thank you. And I was like, wow. So I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, let's just put it out on the table. Women got dildos, vibrators, and they're making rubber men. Now they're making rubber vaginas.
Plastic man.
You know. And I'm just like, hold on. Like, why make this stuff? Like, why, you know what I'm saying? Like, why go that far? To make
I get it. Well, once
because,
again, it's all about. Go ahead. I ain't gonna cut you off.
No, I mean it's just like yo, you really making a doll to give a guy oral pleasure? Like, that's disgusting. Like, in the grand scheme of things, when you look at it, you're having sex with a doll. Ew. Or you're putting your penis in a little rubber, whatever thingamajig. All right, that's disgusting. That's disgusting.
All right.
It can't be justified.
Right. I'm gonna put it to you like this. Oh, no, it can't be, because once again, it ain't nothing like the real thing. Like ain't nothing like the real thing. But yeah, it ain't nothing like
exactly.
the real thing. I get that.
Like,
as I said before, like, you know, when I had seen that video, I'm going to say it, and that's taking away my job, because that's what my job is. Not like that, not like submissive, like, you know, that type of thing, but that's my job if I'm trying to please my boyfriend, husband, you know, just a male, you know, somebody I'm just dealing with. That's what I'm supposed to do if that person is into that. And that's how I may, I'm not going to say show how I feel, but I'm saying this is something that they may want me to do, or I may want to do. Okay, just like they may want to do the oral, you know, oral on me. That's what we're showing each other, because this is part of that act. So now you have this mechanical thing that's doing that. So now, you know, but then on the flip side, like I said, you got to think about it. Okay, this dude or this person that may purchase that thing or may get that done, once again, maybe he can't find nobody to do that for him. Maybe he's not well endowed, because, you know, some women, and I'm going to say some women, will make a man feel a certain way where maybe he doesn't want to deal with, oh, his thing is small. I don't want to touch that, or I don't want to put my mouth on it. Like, some women will really emasculate a man and make a man feel a certain way because of his size. And I, like, listen, like I said, okay, but not all men are going to have the super duper log all the time.
Listen, okay. I don't care if your joint is a quarter inch killer. Make it happen. Do something. First of all, run into a doll or a machine should not be the answer. Like, I can listen. It's like when you got to stretch a dollar. I understand time get hard. You know what I'm saying? We may have to go get some ramen noodles instead of the liftings or the you know, the good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Aggressive, whatever. We might have to get the ramen noodles. It's all good. But, yo, real talk, that ramen noodle soup is high in sodium, and it ain't no good for you any damn way.
Right, it might kill you.
Yeah, exactly. So you having sexual relations with a dog, I mean, next thing you know, you might start making it breakfast and, like, taking it out on a date or something like that. Like, come on. So, like, you really...
All right,
like,
and let me tell you another thing.
You can't get attached to stuff like that. And it seems like some people would. Like, they'll just be like, yo, I don't need a woman because I have Fancy Nancy.
Fancy Nancy
will do whatever I want her to do.
Yeah, that's the same people that I'm telling you that sit on Facebook and all they do is sit on Facebook and Instagram and all these social medias and they don't interact with them. But they ain't interact with people. Now I'm gonna tell you another thing, which that's probably why they're making these things. Okay, I'm gonna say it. Porn. Porn has so many categories now until it ain't even funny. It's like over, I don't even know how, but I know it's maybe over 1,000 categories. So that could be part of that category where somebody will sit down and watch that. Somebody will sit down and watch that mechanical thing do something to a male or a female. I've seen one where a female was getting herself pleasured by a machine. It wasn't a person, it was a machine with the penises on, and she's getting herself pleasured on it. And I'm like, what? But
sex. Sex with another person should sell, not sex with a machine or an animal or, you know what I'm saying, addiction.
Any type of sex,
like,
sells now. Anybody, anything.
That's the problem. Nowadays, it's like anything goes. Like, you kind of you cheapen the experience and you cheapen the value, you know what I'm saying, of a relationship when you get like that.
Right,
when you start stuff like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? A person can, like, would not have any value for someone, especially if they, like, well, why should I do this when I know I can, once again, I got Fancy Nancy, and she'll do whatever I want to do. Or, you know, some chick says, I have Wild Bob, and he'll, you know. And he'll go till his batteries run out, which would be for
you
three
days. That's a song, right?
No, I didn't know.
You know that's a song. Raheem Devon made a song called Bob, Battery Operated Boyfriend.
Oh, gosh. And you know what? And that's sad. That's sad. That's really sad.
No, but he made the song saying that, why are you going to use Bob all the time when I'm right here? But see, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. And yeah, I got to say this. You go ahead and call that dog. It goes into that thing of chicks talking about, oh, I'm not trying to be nobody's side piece, or I'm not doing this, or I'm not doing that, or at least I got my B.O.B. I got Bob. Yo, stop.
Yeah.
Yo, listen. Stop it. Just stop it, dude. Like, I mean, listen, real talk, like, come on now. You got to be real about some things. You know, I'm just saying, you got to be real about some things. So you're trying to tell me using a vibrator or a dildo on a regular basis is better than somebody being with somebody? Why? Because, oh, he's not mine, or this, that, and the third. Listen, all right.
But it's, all right, but it's not always that cut and dry like that. You have to, once again, like I said, it's about dealing with, you want to deal with a person. You don't mind dealing with that person. You want to have relations or you know, sexual relations and all that, and you're right. You want to have a relationship, but see, the way things are going, once again, it's going back to what we say, talk about all the time. Nobody wants to court anymore to get to that point. It's just, you know what, I met you on Instagram. Oh, I like your pictures. I inbox you or I send you pictures of my stuff. You know, like I said, you have dudes, and I've experienced it where dudes will, they like your pictures, then they inbox to you. How you doing? I'm fine. How you doing? Da, 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 da. Next thing you know, 2 seconds later, they send you a penis picture. It's like, dog, can we talk first before you start sending me pictures of your anatomy? I don't want to see your body parts like that.
Okay. But wait a minute. But okay. Now, and I get that. But a lot of people use some of these social media websites to bag chicks. And some of the chicks use it to bag dudes.
Right,
so
I get it.
It's like, what, like, to a degree, what do you expect? It's a meat market. That's all it is.
It's a meat market, but it's on social media.
That's
right.
What it falls down to. But my whole thing is like, yo, you can't really justify that. Having the bob. If you know, or BOG, battery operated girlfriend, you can't tell me that you can't tell me that's satisfactory.
For some people, it is. I'm just being real. For some people, it is because they don't want to deal with the nonsense. That's all I'm trying to say. They don't want to deal with it, but they don't want to deal with working. And my thing is, the problem is with that is that that's the problem. If you don't, once again, you don't want to court. All you want to do is send me a picture of your penis and then ask me when you going to let me hit or can I come to your house? No, that's not how that's supposed to go. We can talk to each other. Then you say, hey, listen, can I get your phone number so maybe we could text each other or talk or whatever? No, you want to go straight to it, and that's all you want.
So then what's the difference? What's the difference between that and a BOB? It's straight. Either way, it's straight to the business.
Right, but see,
it's the BOB don't have arms and legs.
And it doesn't have a brain, and it don't talk. Exactly. It don't have a belt. It don't have a brain. It don't talk. It's not a body. It's just that piece, and that's all I want. And I'm feeling good at the moment. And you know what? When I'm finished with BOB, I wash them up, put them in my drawer, so I feel like being bothered again. See, with a human being, once again, it's either he's not going to call me tomorrow, or I'm not going to talk to him ever again, or the only time he's going to call me is when we want to do that, or it's going to be he's going to call me too much. Now he's calling me all the time. He's texting me every day. He's bothering me. Now he's stalking me. You know, that B.O.B. don't do none of that. B.O.B. is not going to stalk me.
Okay,
I'm not going to walk out my door, and B.O.B. is standing there talking about, yo, girl, where you going? Hey, girl, where you going? You going to work today? You told me you was going to work, and you going to the club.
But you're trying to really tell me I don't see it. I don't get it. I don't see how that's better. Because my whole thing is this. If you just want to smash, using the bob is the same thing. It's just a smash.
Right, exactly.
So
but once again, I'm not dealing with a human being. I'm not dealing with
okay.
Yeah, get a dude to do it, then like I said, either I got to deal with him getting on my nerves, or I have to deal with him not getting on my nerves. Like, I want him to get on my nerves, but he won't.
So what if the dude just came over, gave you what you want, and left?
Okay,
and
that's fine, but then once again, every situation, like I always say, every situation is different. Every situation varies. Once again, okay, I want this dude to come over and smash. Okay, I'll have him come over, and we do our thing. But then again, I might take a liking to this guy, but then he doesn't really like me like that. He only likes me because that's what he wants. He just want to come and, you know, get his thing on, and that's it. But I might really like him. Then now I got to wait until he feel like being bothered, or if I text him, he's going to blow me up. Text him, hey, how you doing? How's your day? Oh, I'm at work. I'm good. I'm at work right now. I'll call you back later. And guess what? Never hear from him for another 2, 3, or 4 weeks. I've been in that position plenty of times in my life.
Okay.
And sometimes that bothers you.
So once again, you're trying to tell me that it's better to have the VOB.
Okay,
you didn't say it was better, but the thing is, it seemed like it's a very popular item. And my thing is, you're comparing, not you per se, but it's being compared.
Yeah, I know.
Like, all right, you don't want a side piece because you want to feel number one, but you'd rather use a machine. To me, To me, that doesn't make any sense, even on the male end. So you're trying to tell me what you're feeling ugly, and you're trying to tell me you can't get no snatch, so you're going to put your meat inside a mechanical.
Put your meat inside. Yeah, one of them fake booty things.
Yeah, like, yo, that's... yo. Come on, son.
I'm gonna put it to you like this. You don't have a problem getting women or dealing with women. You don't have a problem with that. But you have some men that have an issue. Like I said, it's either a low self-esteem issue. They may have some, like, anger issues and stuff like that. Maybe they may deal with a woman, and maybe after a while she don't want to be bothered because she see how he is as a person. You know, sometimes men don't realize sometimes that certain things that you do turn a woman off. It's not that you're ugly. It's just that you're turning me off for certain things that you're doing. Either you're overly sexual, and I've dealt with guys like that where they were nice-looking dudes or dude that I wouldn't mind dealing with or even having a sexual relationship with, but then all you talk about is having sex and sexual acts, and that's all you talk about. Like, you don't talk about anything else. That's a turn-off.
Okay.
That's a turn-off.
I get it.
Like I said, I'm queen of, I love the little raunchy talk, but sometimes let's talk about something else. Let's talk about going on a date somewhere, going to the movies, going to eat something. Even if you say, okay, listen, I'm going to come to your house. Okay, let's sit down and watch a movie. Let's sit down and play a game. Let's do something. But everything that talk about is sex, you want to do that.
Wait. Okay. Once again, now what you're implying or what you're talking about is two people, you know, hooking up to court each other to, like, be something down the road. We're talking about wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Or, you know, let's get it shaking, mister, you know, type situation.
Let's get it shaking, mister.
Yeah, because my whole thing, once again, I cram to understand how, to me, okay, so you're not that good with the ladies. Or ladies, you're not that good with the men, or you don't feel attractive. So what you do is, once again, you run to a machine. So if you keep running to a machine, how would you ever become, you know, better with the ladies? Or ladies, could you ever put yourself out there to be around or find a man that, you know what I'm saying, he's feeling you, you feeling him? And once again, people use these machines as a crutch. Like, I've heard some chicks say it before, like, yo, you know, I ain't worried about it because I got my, I got my toy with me, so I ain't worried about it. And my thing is, you having the toy, once again, having the toy should not take away. Yeah, I know you got dropped.
You can hear me. Yeah, I had cut off. Sorry, I don't know what happened. But go ahead.
Yeah, I don't get how people can actually factor in, because sometimes with these toys, it goes beyond the thing of being a toy. It's like it's a necessity. Like some people carry these things with them. I've heard of some women. Oh, I keep mine in my purse, and I'm like, huh?
That is funny.
Yeah. Like really?
Well, I'm gonna put it to you like this. Okay, so let's talk about the other part of that. It's not all that. Some people incorporate it into their sexual acts. Let's talk about the people that do that.
I can get that. See, my thing is, it's not so much the little battery operated joints. I can. You know, that's all cool. You know, some dudes. You know, I mean, I can. Like I said, I can get with that. But All right, you got some chicks pulling out King Dong, and I don't see a woman giving a man a rubber booty and saying, "Here, let me watch you go to town on that baby."
Guess what? Maybe you never know, though.
Listen, Why use a rubber booty when your booty's there?
Okay, and I'm gonna give you the answer.
Unless it's broken.
I'm gonna give you the answer right now. Wait, I'm gonna give you the answer. Threesome. A threesome. Maybe the dude want a threesome. And maybe she's like, listen, that's the third person, because maybe she don't have friends. You have to think about it. Not all women, and I don't know why dudes think this, because I've had dudes come at me with certain things, and I have to let them know that, listen, not all women are into that. I've had a dude ask me, you know, for that, and I told him, he's like, oh, you don't have any friends? I said, no. I said, I have friends, but my friends are not into something like that. So guess what? If that female doesn't have any friends that's into something like that, then guess what? That's right. Get the rubber booty. And then way you can have fun.
No, it's not the same.
I understand that. You're right. It's not the same. It's not the same. But unfortunately, like I said, you have to think about it in that type of way sometimes.
No comprende. I'm not going to get it,
because once again, like I said, women have their little toys and they're fine. But when you start breaking out things that are like 10 feet long, and then you're breaking out a little rubber face that you can put to me. That's disgusting. Like, dude, first of all, I don't like dolls. Especially them little China dolls, the little porcelain dolls. I don't like them damn things. Little porcelain dolls. I don't like them.
I like those little Jewish things, the little weeble wobbles. I love those.
I don't like no type of dolls. I don't like dolls. Maybe stuffed animals for my daughter, but I do not like dogs at all. You will not get this. You can catch me sleeping in the room with a dog, because I'll burn it. I'll throw it out.
Well,
I'll fuck it out.
What you think the dog
will
do?
I just don't like dogs. I don't know what they're going to do. And all these dumbass. Well, listen, coming up in our age, Louise coming up, all these little porcelain, the little China doll movies. The ones with the little dolls.
And then what's that movie? With the doll, Annabelle.
Yeah, exactly. I don't do that. So my thing is to even have a doll or have some type of male sex toy where it's putting the genitals in there, like, ew. Like I remember one time I saw a commercial, like somebody was advertising
something, the booty blaster or something, something. And they were saying how a guy can enter it from here and then from here, and you can position it this way. And it even has a little reservoir to recover. But I was like, oh my gosh. Like, they're
that's
trying, like, really trying to, yo, what? That's too much. That's, listen, that's more than too much. That's just, it's beyond my comprehension. You would make something so intricate like that, and so, why to get it? You might as well give those dudes in prison. You might as well give those dudes in prison so they stop raping other men.
Right, maybe, yeah, you know what? Then again, maybe that's why they made it. You never know.
But once again,
you never know.
But here's the other thing. No, because you got dudes who just want to do that just to do that. Because once again, it's all about the physical intimacy. They want to touch. They want to hear some noise. I mean, really? My whole thing is, I understand everybody got their vices. Everybody has to have their vices. But real talk, I just feel that they shouldn't be making stuff like this to, like, get people to be like, hey, if you can't find a partner or you know, someone to sleep with, I got a machine for you. Like, that's what you might as well just say. That's what you might as well say.
Right. You're right.
Like, can't get a date? We'll meet Susie 3000. No. She'll take a licking, she'll take a beating, and
keep on secreting.
Yo. And they tell you, like, you can put water in it. You can put water in it to make it more. Ew.
Oh, no. Gosh. Yeah, now that's a little bit too much going on there. That's way too much going on for my blood.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, yo, how do you, like, who creates this stuff? Like, do you have a girlfriend? Are you lonely?
And you know what's so funny?
I'm going to
tell you know who created that stuff? You know who creates all that stuff, right?
Who?
I'm going to let you give one guess.
I'll say Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman? You're so stupid. No. You know those things are like Japanese created. A lot of those things are created in Japan.
Listen, I don't know. Because a couple of things that I saw, they look like they was made right in the USA. Good old boys making,
I don't think so. I doubt that. I doubt that. I doubt it.
I'm going to go to a post real quick on Facebook that I saw someone put up about they're making dolls for pedophiles. Like, they make little kid-looking dolls for pedophiles to... Exactly.
Nope.
Now,
nope.
You see what I'm saying? You see, like, yo, you don't see a problem with that?
They're making it for them to do what? So they don't have
to
deal with a real...
No, so they won't go out and sleep with real kids. They'll have a real doll. They have like a little fake doll.
They got to be kidding me with that. They got to be kidding me. My thing is with that, it seems like you're condoning the person to do what they're doing. That's not going to make them stop doing it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you doing stuff like that, do you think it's going to kill somebody's urge? If anything, it's going to make them want to go out there.
That's
going to
increase
it.
Right.
Like, I just don't. For the life of me, I don't understand.
See, that I don't get, nor, you know, that's horrible. Like, that right there doesn't make any sense. Because,
yeah,
like I said, you're just going to make it worse, but once again, like I said, it's people have their fetishes and stuff that they do, and like I said, sex sells, and it's in and it's like I said that the porn industry is like, that's like, oh my God, that I don't even know how much money they're making off of that, but this is why these things are being done and things, and like a lot of those you know, they don't really, I don't know if they still have like sex stores. I think they do probably like around West Fourth and them places, like certain places, like out in California. They probably have a lot of them places out there. But, you know, that they have those things online also. And they have all kinds of sites that you can go to buy all them fake booties and all. So, you know, it's money in that.
Well, okay. So I'm looking at this article. It's Tralala. Tratala is a company that makes life-like sex dolls molded after children as young as 5. Now, atomically correct child sex dolls are primarily female and have been shipped to clients around the world. The idea behind it, according to Takagi, whatever his name is that it will give pedophiles a way to express their desires legally and ethically. Okay.
Wow.
No.
Wow. All you're doing
is feet adding fuel to the fire.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Listen, you can have as many Snicker bars as you want. Eventually, you're going to get hungry and you want food.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So making stuff like this, and then, of course, just not only for pedophiles, but I'm sure they make dolls for just regular types of dudes who either can't score or just are afraid to go score, or even afraid to pay for booty. Listen, go pay for some booty, son. Go pay for some ass.
Right, and you know what? You don't happen to be paying for it.
Maybe you ain't got no money. Listen, dude, if you got money to buy a rubber ass, then you should have some money a machine that gives you head. Then you should have money to go get you some live action.
Well, maybe they're scared to do that because they're scared they're going to get robbed. Well, remember, here we go. We're dealing with human beings. Human beings do not always think, like, you know, the girl ain't going to think, oh, yeah, well, he's paying me for the sexual act. Guess what? He's paying me, but you know what? I know he got money. And then guess what? Next thing you know, she be done tied his behind up and robbed his behind or beat him up or shot him or her pimp will come upstairs while they in the middle of the act and kill him or something. You know, you understand what I'm saying? This is the thinking that they have. So they figure, why should I have to deal with all of that when I could just get somebody fake, a little fake mechanical thing, put it in my closet, and anytime I want a sexual act, I just go to the mechanical thing and that's it, and I don't have to worry about anything.
Because to me,
now, we just discussed that, how people look on social media and see all these crazy things going on, and they probably read, that man paid for sex and his pimp came upstairs and killed him. Nah, that ain't gonna happen to me. You know what I'm saying?
Listen. So, which is more creepier, with a doll, or with a rubber booty, or paying $10 to get you some, or $20, or $50, or whatever the going rate is? I don't know. Really, dude? It's a doll.
Yeah, you got that type of thing.
It's something fake. Listen, it's a doll. It's something fake. Like, come on, man. Like, you'll have people, like I said, sooner or later, you're going to have people trying to fix dinner for these damn things. Like, listen, the more people get, my problem is this, the more people may get comfortable with this, the more, I don't want to see this be some type of trend.
It is. You know, there's a movie called, what's it called? Lars, I think it's Lars and the Real Girl, and it's about a man that's having a relationship with a doll. and it's a movie.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, it's old, but it's an old movie though.
But what are you gonna? What are you gonna? You're having a relationship with a doll,
mm-hmm.
an inanimate object. Why? Because you scared of rejection because you don't want to talk to somebody else. See, it's my thing is this: when it comes down to these sex toys and just certain other things, you're trying to diminish. They're starting trying to diminish human contact, like
mm-hmm.
caring for one another, just being around one another. It's like, why do I need to be around people when I can be in a room full of dolls and just poke any one of them as I choose?
Mm-hmm.
I got Nasty Nancy. I got Sexy Susie. I got Wild Linda.
Wild Linda.
Like, I can just buy a whole bunch of dolls and just, like, have a party, buy a cake, and be like, hey, Wendy, you want some cake? And, like, smush it on her and just, like, go to that. Like, hell.
Hey,
like,
Wendy, you want some
cake? Like, Wendy's a doll, stupid. You're trying to talk to it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, loud Lucy, what you doing tonight?
Like, yo,
what I'm saying. You, come on. Yo, Red, you know it can happen. You know it's real life.
Oh, no, I know it happens. Not a kid, I know it happens.
You start to lose touch with reality.
No, let me tell you something. They lost touch with reality way before that happened.
But listen, this is the rocket boost right here. Next thing you know, they have fake little babies coming out, like little like mannequin babies coming out.
Let me tell you something.
They
don't have them coming out the doll, but you know, they do have fake. They have babies that look so real. They have some people that make the babies that look real, like look like real babies. Like the dolls, they look like real babies. They move like real babies. They look like real babies. I'm telling you,
listen,
they have it. It's happening.
Like I said, it's just the need for human contact. That's all.
Right, and
that's,
I get
and,
that,
and
but the
like,
thing is,
like,
but we just talked about it not too long ago. You're right. It's a need for human contact, but once again, when you sitting in your house and you in your home and all you see is, you know, all you see is all this death and destruction and people going to war and this all these videos of somebody hitting and killing each other and you reading stories of all this craziness, you just get to a point where it's like, why am I dealing with humans? Why do I keep wanting to deal with humans if they're going to hurt me? I don't want to deal with a human that's going to hurt me.
Okay, but you know what? A dog, listen, mess around, the damn dog can hurt you. It's too moist, and then the batteries short out, and you get electrocuted, and then what? You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. I did that. Yeah, exactly. But then
happens, you might as well take your chance with a human than take your chance with a damn dog, because at least another
exactly.
human, if something go wrong, they can call 911. A dog.
You're
going to
call
going,
the manufacturer.
Yeah exactly. Your dog, your doll shocked me, and I want my money.
I want my money back.
She assaulted you. Next thing you know, they're going to be saying they get assaulted by dolls.
Yeah, and they'll be in court.
yeah, they'll be in court. Like, the booty was too tight, and it hurt me. And I want compensation. Are you serious? Like, it's not. Listen,
it can happen.
I don't care what you want.
It can happen, brother.
And that's the sad part. That's the sobering part. It can happen. Because you have people that will buy this stuff. Because you have people that will say, oh, well, I get women too. If you get women, why would you buy a rubber doll? Why would you buy a fake ass?
Yeah, who said? But they lying. If they say they get women, they're lying.
Listen, There's somebody for everybody.
You're right, it is. But what if you can't find that somebody? What if that somebody doesn't want you?
Listen, money talks. If you want to spend, once again, if you want to spend money on a rubber ass or a doll that gives you head, then you need to really just go visit the house. You need to go to our house.
Right, but... All right, but you, okay.
I don't condone that either. But my thing is, like, come on, man. Like, really?
Right, but I get that, but once it... Go ahead.
I was looking at that thing, and it looked scary.
Right, because you don't like dogs, but you have to realize that, like I said.
That's nasty. Yo, you gotta come on, man. That's not, yeah, listen, I don't care. I'm saying it. You have a dog.
You're right. It is. I don't think
that's disgusting. That's disgusting.
It is nasty.
You go see somebody for that.
Well,
and rubber
listen,
booty, or forget about it. Rubber booty, or just forget about it. That's just deplorable. That's deplorable.
Right. I understand it. I understand your feelings. But once again, to somebody that cannot, like I said, they don't want to deal with that human contact, or, you know, that's, you know, if they don't want to deal with that, then, you know, this is the next best thing for them. They don't want to deal with a person. They're tired of dealing with people. Or they never dealt with a person. Maybe they don't know how to approach a woman. You know, some men don't know how to approach a woman. And they're scared.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so,
but
you know,
you want to stay scared, and you're never going to be able to, you're never going to be able to build up, you know, your game, you know, or your communicating skills if you just at home with, you know, Pack 'em Peggy.
Unfortunately, this is the world that we're living in now. And this might have been happening all the time. It may not even been that. This might have been happening all the time.
Well, listen, like I said, I'm not trying to knock nobody's hustle. To each his own. If you play with dolls and you like sleeping with dolls and you like rubber ass, that's on you. It is what it is. Me, however, I don't play with dolls.
I don't play with dolls.
Yeah, I don't really play with dogs. I might have an action figure. Or something like a G.I. Joe, but I don't do nothing with the G.I. Joe other than just like.
How you gonna say G.I. Joe?
Yeah, like, pose it and make it seem like it's fighting another G.I. Joe, but I don't do no intimacy or nothing like that. Like, that don't fly.
I agree with you. Like, that's a bit much. Like, give me, I'd rather human. I mean, you know, dudes get on my nerves. Yeah, I don't. You know, they get on my nerves, like I'm sure as well as I get on their nerves. But it's nothing like having a human contact, especially when it comes to that.
Exactly.
I want human contact.
So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna probably put this question up on the Facebook page of the menu. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, what would you rather deal with? A side dude or a sexual toy?
Which would I rather do? Say that again?
Which would you rather deal with? Would you be satisfied with the sexual toy, or would you just rather have a side dude?
It don't matter to me.
It don't matter to you, but... Why?
I can't choose because it doesn't matter to me. Like, I'm the type of person that I can rock with, I can flow with any type of, I don't know how you can say it, but I'll flow with anything. Like, it does, like it doesn't matter. Like, I can deal with it. You know, I'll have a dude that I, you know, just for that.
A booty
and
call.
I'm going to still have time.
A
booty call, whatever. I'll have a dude for that. And then I'll have, you know, my, you know, thing, because guess what? That person is not living with me. And guess what? When he want to act funny style, then I always got my backup.
But
and then once
now,
again,
now,
he may not want to do, you know, he may not be in the mood when I'm in the mood. And I, once again, I've been in that position when I'm in the mood and the dude necessarily don't want to be bothered. And I go do what I have to do.
Okay, now.
And it's
I got you, son. But see, me as a dude, I'm a, my woman ain't with it, or nobody's with it at the time, I'm not running to no rubber doll. I'm not running to no rubber ass.
You because
know.
You have to realize something. You're a man. Men, that's the way males think. Of course, you're not going to do that. I'm not saying that there's not. I'm sure. I'll say maybe 90. I'm going to say maybe about 98% of men wouldn't do that. But see, you're a male because guess what? It's out there. It's always going to be out there, and you men are going to always be able to get that because it's there. It's there for the taking. With women, it's a little harder for us. Because once again,
me, any woman could get laid. I'm sorry, I just got to put it out there.
No, no,
any woman could get laid.
Wait a minute.
I don't think
you're right.
Like that.
You're right, and
I
you're right about what you said. Mm-mm. You're right. Any woman can get laid. That's the point. Any woman can get laid, but that's the thing. We don't always want it to be just, I think it's more of, like I said, it's because we, it's an emotional thing. We don't want to be that just laid all the time, and then guess what? I don't see you again for months or weeks or maybe even years. We want some type of contact from you. We want some type of contact.
Okay, but all right, so. Is already established.
And I mean, it doesn't have to be. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It doesn't mean like because I contact you, I want a relationship, or I'm trying to get into a relationship with you. Or I want. It's just like okay, if me and the dude had sexual relation on Monday, okay, by about maybe Thursday or Friday or maybe Wednesday, I'm just gonna hit you up on some what's up, how you doing. I'm just hitting you up just to see, you know, just to, you know, see that you're good and everything. But guys don't think that way. But then when we do that, then it's, oh, we're being, oh, we're being too much. We're just, dog, I'm just calling, texting you just to see how you're doing. I'm calling just to see how you're doing. And then you brush me, oh, I'm working right now. Oh, I can't talk. Oh, I'll call you later. Then you don't call back. And it's like, damn, like, did I do something to you? Then I feel a way. Even though I know it's a, it was a sexual thing, but it's like, damn. Give me some type of just talk to you. You don't have to sit on the phone with me all day long, but just be like, hey, how you doing? You know, my day is good. How you doing? Okay, you good? Yo, you don't live now. I'm working right now. Listen, if I can, I'll probably hit you back later. That's all. It's
but,
not
okay.
going to kill you to do that.
But see, now,
but
okay,
then,
so imagine, just imagine you have that those type of scenarios, and then you have somebody that feels that, oh, well, since I got the rubber ass at home, I ain't got to talk to anybody. Or I ain't got to do this. I ain't got to do that. I mean, to me, that just, it seems like he's just going to start something.
You're breaking up. I said you're stuck on the robotic.
Well, yeah, because that's nasty. I mean, come on, so you going to screw a robot? Really?
Like, listen, I'd rather be a side piece or have a side piece. I can't. Like, But you're going to sleep with a robot.
Well,
you're going to sleep with R2-D2. Like, really?
Yep. R2-D2.
Nah.
Wasn't one of them gay anyway? I think, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know which one it was, but it's ridiculous.
Like I said, I just can't wrap my head around it, and maybe my head is not supposed to wrap around the concept of speaking with a doll.
It's not. It's not. You ain't supposed to know about them things.
Yeah, that's.
Well, like I said, some people, you know, like I said, they don't want that human contact anymore because it's too much.
But once again, that's the problem, because when you start to diminish that, when you start to take away from that, then it's kind of like you're taking away from the humanity of things. Because you just, you know.
Right, but I think
like
humanity.
Go ahead. Like you said, it's good to use it when, you know, it's the two of you, or, you know, it's a backup. But, yeah, not everybody's going to use it as a backup. They know it's just so easily readable. I can just do it whenever.
Right.
I can go grab it both. I don't need to go hang out with them because I can get my own, you know, my own party started. Really? Yeah, I can't. I'm not really feeling that.
Like I said, it's the thing of, you know, I'm going to put it to you that you still have hope with humanity. Some people have just, like, given up on humanity because it's like nobody's being human anymore. Everybody's acting like animals. Nobody's being human.
Okay, so you don't feel like buying stuff like that or advertising stuff or even selling stuff like that contribute to the down spiral?
I mean, it does. But once again, this is what's going on now. They're feeding into this. Once again, like I always say, society feeds on fear, and they feed on what's going on and what's available. So you know what? Let's put this out here. Oh, people don't want to deal with humans anymore. So you know what? Let's put this out here now. So this way, you really don't have to deal with a human. You don't have to have sex with Joanne tonight because Joanne don't want to, you know, she don't want to do it. So you know what? Here's Lucy Susie or what you call it, Lucy Susie or whatever.
You don't have to do that.
So, you know, you stupid. you don't have to do that. You know, that's what it is. They fear. It's that fear. It is what it is. You know. Hopefully one day it will change, but I don't think it will because it's just getting worse. And then with like I said, with social media, that's making it worse also.
Listen. I just feel that. Yeah, I mean, it's hard, man. It's hard to really, like, even, you know, I'm trying not to be, you know, too raunchy with the mouth. But at the same time, it's like, yo, what the F? Like, I really can't wrap my mind around the concept of some of these things that people actually are building and making for pleasure.
Human beings. Mm-hmm. And for humans, that's that.
Yeah, it's like they're not trying to do anything to actually go out there and become like maybe go get a date or something like that. But instead, what they're going to do is they're just going to go out there and go to the store.
But see, that's the thing. Nobody dates anymore. That, once again, that is the problem. Nobody dates anymore. We say it all the time. Nobody courts anybody. Nobody really wants to go out
so
on a date.
So you're
going to
court a doll? So you're going to court a doll? Like, still, that's not natural.
You're going to court a doll? You know, yeah. There was this show that used to come on. There was a show that used to come on a couple. I don't know if it still come on, called Taboo. And once again, another dude, and he had a doll for a girlfriend. And he was, same thing as that movie I was telling you about. He had a doll for a girlfriend, and he was courting the doll and taking her out with him and all kinds of putting her in the car, and he would dress the doll up and put makeup on her.
That's nasty. That's nasty.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
That's nasty, right? That's just really nasty.
He would put makeup on his head. He's dressing her up. He was doing all kinds of stuff.
And like, okay, and my thing is, what do you get out of that? Like, what's to be gotten out of that? I really don't understand. Like I said, if you might as well.
He's getting that girlfriend that he wants. He's getting somebody. Okay, now if you think about it with that, it's you're doing what, once again, a human is not going to do what you want him to do.
Hold on, Red. Let's let the expert come on.
Uh-oh.
And 3054, you're on the air with the menu. Because we already know what it is.
Oh,
let the expert speak.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Lord.
It is the expert of all experts in sex toys. It is I, the Hot Rod in the building. Hello, guys.
Room, bro.
Hello,
so
Hot
Rod. What's up, brother? What's up?
I forgot that you had a show tonight.
Yeah,
I'm came from a party right now, so I'm a little bit happy right now, so forgive me.
Okay.
He's a little bit
happy
right
happy.
Now.
Well, listen, if you're
a little bit happy.
Don't go get a dog. Don't get with them dogs.
No. Trust me. I'm okay with my lotion. My lotion is good enough for me. That's all. It's
yo,
very cheap.
I care with the lotion.
That's so
cheap. Stop it.
Okay.
Why
you know the lotion going to burn you.
Well,
you know what?
Now you use Palmer's.
No.
You have
to use cocoa butter
and hot sauce.
I'm sorry I did not listen to anything of the show, so I'm sorry if I repeat anything that you guys said, but you know what? I believe sex toys are taking over because, to a certain degree, some people are just tired of relationships.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Some people.
I'm trying to explain it to Brother B,
Not the young people. Young people trying to experience new crap, you know, they're trying to bring bright ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I like our age group, our 30s.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying 40s, you know, 30s. After you've been through a relationship, after you've been through the ups and downs, enough is enough, you know. Some people are not lonely, but you still want that sexual experience, you know.
Hi, Ron. So you're going to sit here and tell me, because people don't want to deal with relationships no more, that a man going to go out and get him a rubber booty or a robot that gives him some head?
You know what? There's a lot of sick people that out there like that. Yes.
I keep telling
you. I'm not saying us, but there are a lot of sick people out there because I have gone shopping with females with toys. I'm like, those friends, and they tell me all the details about it. I never knew so much about toys until I met my female friends about it. And the guys are really into this crap. You know what? Let the guys buy these toys and handle their business. They're going out there raping women or doing God knows what.
Mm-hmm.
If Brother B, you and I we could go out there and work out a magic to get a female get to a relationship. There's guys out there who are probably still afraid or still full of crap. They cannot get a girl. They need to go to those toys.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be it.
or they believe, or they have low self-esteem. They cannot talk to a female. So be it.
But you're never going to raise your esteem up if you turn around and you keep sleeping with dogs. Like, come on, man.
I'm like, you know what? I get upset. No, I get upset when I hear a man rape a woman. I'm like, why are you going to rape a woman if you could go out there and buy vagina? You know, I'm not encouraging it. You know, there's always something out there for somebody. It is that some guys don't have the patience for it or don't have the ability to think to go out there and get it. We all love sex. So I don't care what anybody says. We all love sex to a certain degree.
Right.
Some more than others. Especially Big Red, you know. That should be interested in it, but she didn't go to church. You know. I'm just saying.
Stupid.
But if guys want to go out there and buy a doll, you know what? You cannot argue. That's safe sex. I mean,
right.
If I had a doll, I would probably would have kids right now, you know? I'm just saying.
Oh, well, a doll ain't the same.
Right, it's not the same, but like I said, the thing is, your thinking is not like that because, like I said, you can go out and get you somebody. You have the esteem to do that. Once again, just like how Rod said, if a man doesn't have that you know, that gumption to talk to a woman or deal with a woman or deal with women, period, then he's not, you know, he's not going to be a queen. You say he can't know how to step his game up if he doesn't go out there. But once again, if you're scared to go out there because you're scared of rejection, and like I said, that rejection thing comes from a long, like, it's not just now. That's something that's been happening to that person all their life.
You know, it's very sad that a man, let's say at our ages, go through that still. Like, really? You're like 30, 40 years old. You're going through fear of rejection. Like, wait a minute. You should be been there, done that already. You
right.
know, no matter what. And once again, there's somebody for somebody out there. Even I'm not, excuse me for saying this, I see the ugliest girls or ugliest guys in a relationship. Like, how the hell is that person find somebody?
Right, exactly. I see it
you
too.
Know, you know, I'm
every
like,
day
like
I
say,
see it.
I don't
and
think that person is ugly. You know, it's like, okay, so this, I think the rubber doll could be a fantasy to a certain level, you know. I've seen these toys. I asked myself, do I want to use these toys? Hell no. Because I'm like a rubber B level. I think that's like, if I go to a doll, that's, I consider myself a new one. You know.
Right.
Like, wait a minute. There's real vagina. There's a real woman out there. Why do I need a toy? But then again, I've talked to me. So what's the difference?
But see with women, as I explained to Brother B, women, it's different with us with those toys. It's different because, once again, we may incorporate them in our sexual acts. We incorporate them. Or, you know,
okay.
Once again, we may use, like, once again, like I told you earlier, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I can have that male contact with a human, or I may want to, you know, do the other thing. Because, like I said, he may not be in the mood when I'm in the mood. If he's not in the mood and I'm in the mood, and guess what? Me and him are not living together, and he lives someplace else. When I call him up, and he be like, not today, or I gotta work, or this and that. All right, not a problem. I'll speak to you another time, and then I, you know, take care of what I gotta take care of.
It's called Plan B or Plan C or Plan D.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Plan A, B, C.
And I get that. Okay, and to a degree, I get that. But once again, you're talking about. So, like I said, the videos that I've seen, somebody advertises a dude having sex with a rubber butt. Just the butt part. No, he's having sex with a rubber butt. Like, really? Or, once again, Hot Rod, you saw the video that I posted. That was scary. That was a scary looking.
Right now, that was kind of scary. That's a bit much.
But what's the difference between that and a woman having sex with a sex machine? You know.
Right, I've seen that.
But
I've seen that where a woman was doing that, and it was Yeah, and she was. It was a machine, and it wasn't even like a like a human, like a man looking machine. It was an actual machine.
A jackhammer, you know. You said
yeah, like yeah, it looked something like that.
You know, and
it had a,
it
had a pulley to it and all this other stuff.
I think people that like to take sex to a next level, some more than others, you know. Sex
but it's
is
all
a
that,
very popular.
That's the porn. That's
yeah,
the porn industry.
Oh, yes. I got to watch something later tonight. But besides
no, I, that, no, I just, oh, my gosh. I just think that there are some people out there that just really need to be put away. Some people just do not deserve to have.
Yeah, but you keep
but,
saying that, but you
well,
keep
you
saying
no,
they need
D?
To be put away. But that's the, that's what that's how they do what they do. I mean, you know.
I check this out. I check this out. Check this out, real quick. Like I didn't even want to have to mention. I didn't even have to say this, but I had to say it. There was a coworker of mine. Like I'm even going to get that. All I know is this cat, right, had a video of a dude having sex with a dog. Now I'm saying to myself, I go out and I work. I go to make money. You can't pay me no amount of money in the world.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going
to
lie.
With a
I seen videos like that. I watch it because I'm scratching my head like, why? How?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not watching
for anyone. Yeah, I seen one with a guy and a goat, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, yo, I'm like, listen, that's we're taking it too far. So when you talk about the people out here who want to, what'd you say, they want to kind of ramp up the sexual experience, they want to
mm-hmm.
try new things. All right, that's disgusting.
Oh, y'all remember that movie? Y'all remember that movie? What was that movie called? Caligula? What was it called?
Yeah,
Caligula, right? Wasn't the woman having some type of sexual relation with a horse or something like that?
Yeah, I
knew.
But my point is, yo, it just really just makes me, then we go back to what you were saying in the beginning, Big Red, about people staying home and being hermits. This is what some
yeah.
people do because it's freaking crazy out here. You got people sleeping with animals, sleeping with machines, you know.
You should sleep with animals, sleep with machines.
No, I mean, nothing like anything is just, it's like, it's a free for all. Like, you know, people just going to be sleeping
Listen,
with animals.
I think they were sleeping with animals all the time. I think that's been happening all the time. I don't think that just started, like, today.
Yeah,
I think that's been happening.
Somebody's going to rub their ass on the building and have an orgasm.
But then again, some people are bored. Some people are bored.
You know? Bored? Get a Rubik's Cube. Get a Rubik's Cube. What could you be bored about? To want to go, like I said, I can understand certain level of sex toys. Like I can understand
mm-hmm.
women with the little vibrators and stuff like that. But men, I don't know. Like, get your cocoa butter. Like there's no reason for you to be buying rubber ass in machine. Like really, I don't.
Well, like I said, I seen them. I was curious at one time, but I'm like, you know what? My self-esteem rose up. Like, listen, if I need the real vagina, I just go out and get it, one way or another.
Exactly.
You know.
Either you pay for it or you get it.
I think the curiosity kicks in, and that's about it.
Right, but once again, that's the way you guys think. Once again, you guys think like that. You have males out there, or even women. Unfortunately, they don't think like that. They just don't think that, you know, that it's worth doing that because they don't want that human contact. And I don't think it, like I said, I don't think this has just started happening. I think they just don't want the human contact because they're tired. They're tired of the BS. They're tired of, once again, with women on our part, you know, you're tired of, okay, I got to wait to see if he's going to call me tomorrow or not. If I call him, he's going to reject me.
Listen,
or you know.
Call,
It was a booty call. It's a booty call. You shouldn't
right,
be expecting anything beyond a booty call.
I get that. But guess what? So, once again, you do, now I don't say you do, but most do, they're crafty and they'll have you thinking, oh, it's going to be something more, and that's all they wanted. And my thing is this, be honest. Tell me that from the get-go, what it is. Don't try to suit me up and, oh, girl, you're so beautiful and you did this, that, that, that. That we're going to go out and I'm going to take pictures and I'm going to this, that, and the other. And all you wanted was something behind. That's all you wanted.
Just
be straightforward.
No, your point is that you say that, Big Red, because I told my friend a while back, because he told me some lady that he have not seen in years, they start talking, he placed his leg on her. I'm like, he figured there's something going on. I'm like, listen, you're in your 40s. She just wants some answer right now. We've all been through our relationships, whether it was divorce, breakup, whatever. Most people in our age right now are not looking for that second or third relationship. They just want to do their thing, take care of their kids, and move on with their lives. That's it.
Right.
So booty call is more common for us now. We just want to have sex now. Most people at our age are not looking for relationships anymore.
Especially ones that came from degrees.
I don't know, man. There's some Freddy Kruegers out there waiting to get their claws on.
No. Of course, there's only a few people out there. I'm just saying in general, in our 40s and 50s, we're like, okay, we've been there, done that. Enough is enough, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. Listen, if I'm single at 60 years old, I don't want no woman 60 around my age. Okay. Her vagina would be too crusty for me, okay? I need something younger. All right, so.
Listen, let me tell you something. Listen, Hot Rod, let me tell you something. Don't sell yourself short, because guess what? They got surgeries for that now.
Oh, true.
If they can put a whole vagina on what's his name, Bruce Jenner?
Oh, my God.
If they can put a whole vagina on Caboose Jenner, they can put a new vagina on a real woman. So don't tell me that mess.
Listen, I want to tell the doctor that's extended to 12 feet. I'll be okay. 12 inches, I'll be okay.
I really just kind of lost sight of this conversation.
Caboose Jenner. That's what his name is. Caboose Jenner.
See, I was supposed to take an action tonight, but after this conversation, no more action for me tonight. No lotion. No cocoa butter.
Oh,
for me.
God.
Y'all just scared.
Listen, y'all better be afraid. You see what's out there?
Yeah, well, next thing you know, once again, they'll be making robots and they'll be walking up to you and say, hi, let me get your number.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, let me get your number. Shut up, I love it.
Yo, we got a minute left, man. Hot Rod, thanks for calling in, brother.
What's
tomorrow night? What's the show tomorrow night? Hurry. What's the show tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night is all about Trump Care, baby. Tomorrow night on Blog Talk Radio on the Absolute Truth.
Oh,
10:30. We're going to talk about Trump Care.
I'm going to start digging my grave now because, like, five of them things that he told, that five of them other ailments I got. So.
Well, you know what? one thing you have to give Trump Care credit for, he said he got everyone covered. That means he going to take the sheets and cover your ass.
And on that note, with 10 seconds left, this is another episode of Menu in the Cam. Catch y'all next Sunday. Hot Rod.
Okay.
Call it in.
Hot Rod.
Big
man. Later, guys.
Holla. Brother B.
All right, holla. Later, guys.
Later.
Oh, God.